Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the C.J. Miller Show with special guest Matthew Bueno. Yes, we have Matthew back tonight. Yay! And this is C.J., also known as Claudia, and gosh, what a great and strange day it has been yet again. Thank God we have Matthew coming in to the show tonight, and I do see you, Matthew, so let's check it out. I just want to say thank you, everybody, for being here with us. We love you, and let's welcome Matthew to the show. Matthew, bueno, where have you been all my life?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, man. Just, you know,
Crazy, you know,
you have too much stuff in the house when you're moving, and it's never ending. Wait a minute.
Oh,
where did
yeah.
that come from? Who's this stuff? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's from the first move. Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's just moving is great fun, yeah. We're moving up to Weed, California.
Yay. So did you move in today, or you're in the process of, you're just starting your move today?
Well, we've been kind of in between. The other house had renters in it, and so we're taking it as is. So we're waiting for the owners to fix up some of the problems that were happening with the house. And there's, you know, just protocol stuff like the home, the people who take care of the house for the renters, I forget what they're called. They fix the windows and the things that are broken in the house. So we're waiting for that stuff to be taken care of first before we decided to come in and just let them take care of as much stuff as possible. They put in a new garage door. Chimney, wax the floors, you know, just stuff to make it look nice and that new paint job inside. So, yeah, we're in the process of, we have a big moving truck here now. And so we're just kind of in the process of just going through everything and just doing the best we can about, you know, and, you know, I'm trying to be neat. And my wife says, no, we don't want to be neat. We want to get stuff in there now and take it. Because I'm like, you know, Mr. Perfectionist over here. But
Yeah, it's hard when you're a perfectionist, isn't it, to, like, let go of control.
Yeah, I can't help myself. I can't help myself, though. It's just part of my DNA, you know. It's kind of built that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're just so good at what you do. It's hard to be anything but the best.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, you know, because my mind is wired like feng shui, you know what I mean? So I'm looking at, okay, I have to set up a meridian here in this truck. I'm going to put some protection energy on this side. I'm going to put all my Native American drums there on this side. I'm going to put like a foundation of a spiritual influence right here. So when I open it up, it's like, you know, a cave of mastership is going to be flowing out of the truck, and I'm going to enjoy every single minute. It doesn't matter how old the relics are that have been there for years and years in the garage. We're gonna, you know, make them look beautiful and shiny and welcoming to this new home. And we're gonna put down this new, you know. And my wife is like, "Come on, just put the stuff in there and shut up." So you
well,
know,
I guess
like,
she has to keep you grounded, you know, right?
Totally. You know, it's like went on 6 hours already, and we still don't. They don't even have it half full yet. So it's crazy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm so thank you for doing this right in the middle of your move. I mean, I know the show is so important to both of us and to all of our listeners. And it's like, I think, it's just really, I know how hard it is to stop when you're in the middle of doing something to do this. And so everybody, I'm sure, is like so needing of this show tonight. Is it like you've been busy moving, but do you feel like there's weird energies going on? I don't know. It seems like some people are having really intense days.
Yeah,
today,
it's just like been getting a lot of calls from a lot of people saying that they feel blocked. They feel mm-hmm. like their intimacy with money is kind of getting drained. You know, there's a christening happening. It's where your mind is. It's where your mindsets are. If you let your mind get pulled into the place of process and a place that you feel unfulfilled in any way, shape, or form, you're going to go down that road. But if you take, mm-hmm. rein back that energy, rein it back into yourself, start over, look at the situation for what it is, don't give it any energy, and change your mind about things. Change your mind about the emotions you're putting into it. Change your mind about the energy you're putting into it. And change your mind about who the people that you're talking to about it, because all you're doing is spreading it to other people. And that's like a catch-22. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to work on yourself so you feel better. When you work on yourself and you feel a change or any kind of shift, follow that. You know, follow that shift. And so for me as an individual working on myself, when I get up in the morning, I got to ground. I got to ground right away. I don't care what I'm doing, what's in my way, who's in my face, you know, what. You know, I have agendas. Whoever's telling me I got this, I ground first. I have to, or else the rest mm-hmm. of the day is just I'm going to be in the flow of all that crazy energy. You know, and you can really pick right. up and see where other people are, and if you have a choice at that moment, if you want to intervene with that, you know. And for me, you know, there's been, you know, I try to be as giving and available as much as possible for people. But I have to take care of myself. If there's too many people pulling on my energy, I got to cut them off. You know, so I'll go in with myself, cut it off. And you have to let people figure things out for themselves, because that's the only way they're going to get it for themselves. They're going to know their pros and cons. So I've been doing these activations on the community that allows you to see and feel the connections of that spirit. So when you feel the connections of that spirit occurring in your body, you follow that because it feels better, right? And so when you feel that wholeness of that feeling better, you're going to follow that. But the thing that we do as human beings is that once the activation is done, we think we're done. But we're not done. Is that you need to go back inside and do another layer. You know, the first layer is physical. Second layer is mental. Third layer is spiritual. And the fourth layer is emotional. When you can do it four times, you can really set yourself in a different arena of energy to be able to clear the boundaries and clear the foundation that you're putting your energy into. And even the things that trigger you, you will be changed. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we can't just, you know, it's important not to just meditate on one certain thing and then think it's, oh, okay, it's done. No, it's not done. You got to keep going. You got to keep at it. You got to think differently. You got to act differently. Mm-hmm. You know, because the activations, all they do is they wake up a part of ourselves that's lying dormant. But then when you mm-hmm. act on that energy, it becomes yours. It becomes a part of your life. It becomes a part of your thinking, a part of your action. You know, you can't go into a meditation in forgiveness and then get pissed off at your neighbor, you know, or else we'll just be doing the same thing over and over again. We have to change ourselves inside, put it into action, put it into flow, and make an example of ourselves. You know, I do it all the time. I make a fool of myself everywhere I go. But, you know, that's just me. You know.
Well, you know, some things you can't hold back. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's well, it's good to have a sense of humor, but I think what do you mean when you say making a fool of yourself, like by being loving, or how are you making, what do you mean by that?
Well, I joke around a lot. You know, mm-hmm. I'll go in and say something crass or say something really like outlandish. You know, I'll kind of go into a situation. If I'm talking to some people, I'll say something off the wall to get them to, you know, to think differently. You know, if there's a negative mm-hmm. conversation happening within, it's about cause and effect for me. If it's all about cause and effect, I'll throw in a monkey wrench, you know, I'll say something, you know, colorful, and they'll just look at me, you know, and it's like, you know, and I just carry the joke a little bit. Don't you get it? Don't you, oh, yeah, I get it, but I don't understand why you said it. Well, then I'll say, okay, then, you know, have you ever been, you know, I'll try to change the situation where, you know, it's like sometimes when you're sitting at a table, you can test this too. When you're around family, right? And my mom is such a control freak, and she's doing everything. She won't even sit down and eat. She'll just keep serving everybody, and that's the way she is. And I'll say something to my dad. Hey, did you? How's your garden doing? And then he'll go on about his garden. And then I'll try to look at my sister and say, hey, what new jobs are you doing? Are you doing any more counseling? And she'll talk about that, and everybody get involved. And you can change it. You can see where you could take that conversation, you know, in a family setting about the inspiration that you put into your delivery. So I have a tendency to put a lot of oomph in my deliveries, you know, to change the situation, you know. Mm-hmm. And especially when I'm working with clients and they're really down on themselves and they don't know what's happening and they don't understand why their life is going the way that it is. And I'll spark up and say, hey, have you heard that joke where, you know, this guy comes to this Indian and, you know, tell them a joke and then they'll go like, I don't get it. And then I'll have to explain it to them. And go, oh, that's bad. I said, I know. So, you know, and then we kind of laugh about it, but it gets them off their thinking. You know what I mean?
Right. You change the vibration.
Fool myself, yeah. You know, the fool is often the master, you know. It's
right.
like the prince, king with no clothes. You know, you kind of go, you put yourself out there where you're really, really, you know, I don't know how it's going to go. I'm going to go do it this way because this feels better. And I want to be able to provide, you know, give a show people a little bit more inspiration, not for myself, but for the situation at hand, so people can really enjoy the moment and enjoy the moments to come and just kind of see for themselves where it's going and love it, you know. And it's like my teacher, Brother Anthony, who crossed over last year in April, he told me this joke one time that, you know, he was in a movie theater and he could hear everyone, you know, talking, complaining about certain things happening in their life, being negative and saying certain things about certain people and, you know, that so-and-so, you know what they did the other day? Oh, you know that girl, she's so big, I don't know what she's doing wearing those shorts. And, you know, and kind of everyone's kind of just talking and then. And then he told Jim, he goes, hey, Jim, tell me a joke. And so, you know, he's a two-spirit, you know, he's gay. Two-spirit are men who carry both spirits, masculine and feminine, side. And he's very, very feminine. He was very, very feminine. And so Jim told him a joke. He said, hey, Tony, did you hear what the first deer said the other deer? He goes, no, what did he say? He goes, well, let's go over to the Elks Club and blow some bucks. So he starts laughing. And making this really crazy laugh at, and then everyone heard his laugh and get quiet. It got quiet in the movie theater, and I sunk down in my chair. I don't know these guys. and everyone started laughing at Tony laughing the funny laugh, and everyone changed their vibration. He changed the whole vibration, the whole theater, because of his crazy laugh. People were laughing at him the way he was laughing, but as soon as people started laughing, they started thinking about things that made them feel good, things that were positive,
right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so the situations like that, especially now, you know, it's important. The energies are negative and positive. They're, you know, the essentials that we need, you know, whatever we're based on, whatever we're feeling in the moment, we're going to either climax it to something worse or better. Both energies are there. It's what you choose to put your mind into. And both of them are traveling side by side like a dance. They're both dancing next to each other. And if you can be in balance with that and see from a higher level which way you want to go and choose how you want to feel, you know, you can really change the definition of that day. You can really change the energy of that day. You can raise it up to a more positive level. And you can affect other people the same way, you know, because positivity is contagious. It's contagious, I swear. You know, and I try to do that with my kids. You know, I get my kids on the phone to talk to certain people because my kids are so cute. You know, they say the darndest things, and you know, and we'll be in the store, and my son will, you know, we're on a token system where he makes good choices, he gets a token, and then he gets so many tokens, he'll get a prize. So he's getting that now. You know, he's getting that understanding. He still falls back, you know, on his own behavior, but we only look at the things that are good, you know, the things that he prospers in. And he's starting to get that now. And it's beautiful to be able to see him just light up when he realizes, oh, if I do this and it's positive, I get a token. Yes. And junk behavior is junk behavior. We just try to ignore it, you know, unless he's trying to hurt somebody. But other than that, my kids are doing the same thing. And they affect people in their energy field too, you know, just by what they say and how they act and doing their little dance and doing their little, you know, why, Dad, why? I haven't got over that one yet. But
I was going to say, yeah, that's a great one.
Oh my gosh, my little girl, she's nutty. But yeah.
Yeah.
She's very cute. She's very, very curious right now.
Your kids are beautiful. I mean, I've seen the pictures. They're really beautiful children. And children are such a pure spirit. You know, their energy is so wonderful. And as long as you're not, like, really annoyed with them, you know, as long as they're not driving you crazy. Yeah. So, gosh, you know, I want to keep track of the time today. I have to tell you, I'm very energized for the show. So that's a good thing. Last show, I don't know, I was like up since 4 in the morning. That was just crazy. So today I'm not doing that. I woke up at a normal time. So I'll be very awake for the show. And I'm just so happy to be with you again. It seems like it's been a long time since we've had a show.
Yeah.
I don't know
Every Tuesday,
why.
Every Tuesday the time goes by, I go, oh, that's right, I'm not on tonight. So, you know,
I know, because you know why we... It was 3 weeks, I think, is the last show that you and I had.
Yeah.
So it's been extra long time, and so it's always great to connect, because I know that I'm going to feel better when these shows happen. It's funny, like, it seems to be every time you and I have a show, something interpersonal for me pops up in my life, and you know, luckily I had our friend Helene do a healing on me earlier, and she totally helped me along with Mother Mary, and I flushed this thing out of me, whatever it was, this block, you know, and under my heart. So luckily I'm totally on like a higher vibration now, but it's just weird. I don't know why. Things always come up for me on these nights, so I find this is such a healing for me. And and also, I get really jazzed by the fact that this show has become such a big deal, Matthew. Like, I know that people, like, really look for this show, and they're waiting for the show to happen, and then the night that it comes on, they're just so psyched, and, you know, you could feel the energy of everybody that is so excited for you to come back on the radio, and... I just feel so privileged to be able to facilitate this process and to have this really awesome community with us every time we come together. So I just want to thank everybody for being here with us tonight. Yeah. So.
one of the things that I was processing in the 10 minutes I had to prepare myself is one of Mother Mary. She came in and she was talking about the christening, the blessing. Every situation that we get ourselves into, especially when people say, can you feel the energy today? Can you feel what's happening? Oh, yeah, I can feel it, but I choose not to endorse myself into it, you know, and I choose to do other things, you know, to let myself not grieve in the energy that's happening. Because what's happening right now is that there's a lot of movement in the collective. People are shifting their energy, and when one person shifts, you can't help but shift with them. So in the collective of people and energy, there are a lot of opinions out there about, you know, what this is, what that is, you know, the Palladian energy that's coming in and to raise us up to the fifth dimensional way of thinking and blah, blah, blah. That is all true for us as individuals. But it's what you do with it that makes a difference. If you choose to have that happen, then that's great. But if you don't do anything with it, and challenge yourself to figure out what that means to you, you're never going to know the answer to what that was there for. You know, when we come into 2012, in December, that first day of coming in, that New Year's, you know, that was a powerful time. It's when the earth opened up, and as the earth opens up, we are part of the earth keepers, so we open up with it, you know. So, you know, and part of the christening that Mother Mary talks about is learning to channel energy or guides that are fulfilling for you, not just guides that you read about and say, oh, yeah, I heard a guy, this guy Metatron, I wonder what he does. Oh, you got this guy Merlin, I heard he wears funny ties and tells jokes, and oh, I heard about this. And they're not like, for me, this is only my experiences. I'm not saying that they're all like this all the time, but for me, my connection to the Ascended Masters is something of a gift, because it's something that I've missed all my life. besides meeting my birth mom this year after 46 years, being with the Ascended Masters is like they open up a different part of my life. They open up a totally different frequency that I've ever known before. It's like I can be in my life. I can get up and I can go give a massage. I can go stop by the Sacramento where the water comes in out of the mountain, you know, and get fresh water. I can stop and talk to somebody. I can come home and get into traffic and maybe see somebody on the side of the road who needs help, and I see someone helping them. And, you know, see hitchhikers or see panhandlers. And I'm thinking about these people and going, wow, I hope that they get help. And, you know, I even stopped a few times and, you know, handed $6 to this lady who looked like she needed it, and she was, you know, she had that look that, oh, my gosh, this is going to be great for me. And I felt good about that giving. And then I get home, right? Mm-hmm. And then when I get home and I'm grateful for my experiences that day and I go in and I get my connection with them before I start working on anybody else, doing any kind of channeling or one-on-one sessions that we do, I automatically feel the gratitude of them, how they see me in my life. And it's not like a simple, like, hey, man, that was awesome, and high five. Well, sometimes it's like that. But I can feel their heart about how they feel about what I've done. Just by, you know, it's like we tell our kids all the time, you know, be good even when no one's looking. Do the right thing when no one is looking. That, it builds character, right? And so I think about that, just those smallest things like that. And then, you know, when I'm out in the world and I come back, I feel that energy of Mother Mary right away. I feel the energy of Master Kathumi. You know, I feel of Archangel Michael just expanding me. It's like living in an ashram. Whenever I get into, or a temple, whenever I get into a connection with them, I automatically feel what they expand themselves to be. And so it's like each one of us has our own temple. But when you are in a vibration that's really, really high, a frequency that's not like Mother Mary, and her love is like so beautiful and so immaculate that you just feel like a child in her arms, like you're at your favorite grandma's house on Christmas and on Easter and your birthday, you know, and it's all those beautiful things all at once that you're feeling from them. And then it's that feeling that fills in those parts of yourself that you feel like left out, and parts of yourself, and you realize you can look at your life and see it as a true gift. And not just something that you have to deal with every day, or, oh, I have to get up and get in the morning, I got to go pay my bills, oh, I got to get this, and I'm gaining weight and I can't fit into my pants, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? You know, and it's like we need to learn to laugh at ourselves, you know. It's not a big deal, but we as human beings, we put so much effort into presentation, you know, into look at me, or we worry about so much what people see us as, or, you know, how I look to the public, or blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, and what I'm learning, especially from Metatron, you know, he teaches us to be a child. But at the same time, to be, he says, my grandfather, the word is chunta he. Chunta he means be proud. Doesn't mean have pride, ego. It means be proud of who you are. Look how far you've come. You're a human being. You're here. You're doing this work. You are where you are. You're affecting these people. You're helping these people. You're out here in service for the people, you know. And there's some parts that are for you, too. Don't leave yourself out just because you're in service. You know, be in balance. Be in balance. Ask for what you need. Live off of what you're giving. The tree is full of fruit. Take which one that you want for yourself and love it, you know. Being in service doesn't mean that you always have to constantly think about others more than yourself. It means that you're in balance with that. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you know, in the way that you can give to others, then your cup is always going to be empty, right? When your cup is full... Yeah. You know, then you can give and give and give. But when you give and give and give on empty, you start getting resentful for how much you give because you're not getting it back, anything in return. You know, so everything, there's a balance in everything that we do. So when I work with the Ascended Masters, it's like they fill up a part of myself. It's like I'm carrying around a shell, like a turtle. You know, I can reach back at any given time and help whoever I'm with. You know, and that's a blessing. That's something that I had to work for a number of years to get to that point. You know, and why I'm really talking about this today is because I'm very, very proud of one of my students. Her name is Claire Johnson, and she's from, where the heck is she at, from Indiana. And she talks funny, you know, she has that accent. Hey, Matt, you, how are you today? You know, and I love that. And so, she, you know, and she told me today that she was at a psychic fair. and she used some of the techniques that we have taught her along with the techniques that she learned from someone else. And she was able to go here and do a psychic fair and really resonate with, help some people resonate with what they were feeling to help them feel better. And that was all, I mean, if we can get each person to have that experience and have that challenge and then feel grateful about what they learned, what they got, and really love it and treasure it, you know, getting it is not a big deal, but treasuring it and loving it and fulfilling it and feeding it and nourishing it and then giving it away is much better. You know, we can get anything. We can have an experience anytime. But until we can build ourselves up to really teach others or be there for others or be there, be part of the catalyst awakening for other people, you know, whether it's a group or an individual or a company or a process or, you know, anything like that. As long as we're there, present with that, you know, we're doing our job. We're here on this mission. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing, you know, and that's mm-hmm. really, really important to me. It's really important for me to be able to not be the only one, but to be a part of a team to help people wake up, to be part of an awakening, you know. And a lot of the things I do since I've been a massage therapist is that if I can't help this person, I know somebody who can, or I have a mm-hmm. I have a feeling this person can help. Same thing with this work that I do with the Ascended Masters. If I feel I can't, this is as far as I can go, I'm not going to do anymore, because that would be manipulation. So I stop there, call somebody, I find out, okay, so-and-so, this is another person I work with, call them out and find out if that resonates with you, you know, and then hand them off to someone else. You know, so it's about, again, it's a you, we, and us world, not me, myself, and I. You know, we're in this together, we're a team, to raise the consciousness, to raise the vibration, and to become one. And it doesn't matter if you're a guru or if you're, you know, you're a Buddhist monk or, you know, there's so many paths, but there's one source. And all of us are called to different medicines for different purposes and different reasons. And, you know, mm-hmm. when we can really, really, really pay attention to our own backyards and not get what everybody else is doing and focus about what we're doing, you know, that builds character. When we can have, when our focus needs more focus is when you see that in yourself, like me, because I have a tendency to squirrel. Oh, look at that squirrel, you know, and that happens. But, you know, it's just a matter of really getting back on track and refocusing about what we're here to do, you know. And it's mm-hmm. always really powerful to have some kind of goal or some kind of end result to get you there to that plateau, you know. And so for me, mm-hmm. my goals are, like, this year I want to do more conferences. I want to be able to go out and do group healings in San Jose, down south, up north in Washington, you know, do another four-day shaman's retreat down in Big Sur or Santa Cruz or Los Gatos, San Jose area, you know, and just be more present, be available for more people. Because the masters, because the way they work through us, you know, they build the energy. You know, I'm just a conduit, just open, right? So tonight, Mother Mary, she's nodding right now, and nodding usually means, okay, cue card, slow, taper it off. Okay, I'm tapering off, thanks. And then she wants to do a christening on everyone listening today. And
cool.
Let me just give you some insight. A christening
okay.
is an energy blessing that comes from your crown chakra, all right? And just really, really quick, I won't go into it too much, but each of your chakras is a spirit, whether you know that or not, okay? Your chakras, you have seven spirits that live inside you. Each spirit is helping you to redirect your thinking and energy towards having balance and feeling in each of your chakras. Like, your first chakra is your survival, right? Your connection to Mother Earth, your instinct, right? And the second chakra is your sexual mm-hmm. energy or your creative energy. Also helps you to expand your consciousness more and ask for what you want and manifest the energy from your second chakra. Third chakra is motivation, right? Your direction in life. The people who influence you, people who inspire you are in that chakra. And so all the chakras, they have their own personalities, own feelings, own energies, you know, and it relates and resonates with other people in similar ways, but not exactly the same ways. So that reflection of yourself is a spirit, you know. When you look into a mirror, that's a spirit. That's a part of yourself that you recognize as you, but it teaches you about you. Because automatically you look in the mirror, you go, oh, man, look at my hair. Oh, gee. Oh, my God, where did that wrinkle come from? Oh, man. And so you start automatically start to judge yourself, but that's just a that's like your reflection is the beauty part of you showing you who you are. Now, if you smile at yourself, you're gonna get that smile back, you know, and that's the energy and vibration of love. You know, everything we see in life, you know, everything that we see, if we see something beautiful, that's because we're seeing it in ourselves. There's not one without the other. So our sources of energy, our chakras, carry this abundance of spirit and light within that teaches about the perfection about who we are. Now, when we're in imperfection, we have a tendency to feel, you know, when you get good at it, to feel what doesn't resonate or what doesn't feel good inside yourself. But you need not only just to know what that is and know how to take it out, but once you recognize it, it doesn't have any more power over you. You know what I'm saying? So once you have an understanding, it's like if you have a major fear in your second chakra around who you are, and fear of this, and fear of trying, and fearing of success, and fear of the past, fear of your future, that's a major block. You know, that's blocking everything. How are you supposed to see the truth in anything if you're fearing everything in your life? You're afraid to try anything, afraid to step out of your door, and you have to lock your door, lock your car, lock your house because you're afraid of everything coming at you. Where does that come from, right? So a lot of that is just like a cork in a bottle. You pull that cork out, makes that sound, you know, and when you pull that cork out, you let all that magic out, and the energy, that genie, that spirit can come out and show you, you know, what you're holding on to and to be dissolved. So what Mother Mary does in the christening is that she opens up your crown chakra so you can start to feel yourself being saturated with truth. Truth is like a blessing, okay? The truth of Mother Mary is a blessing. You know, it's like having somebody just put their hand exactly where it needs to be on your body so you feel better, so you feel that connection, so you feel energy, so you feel humbleness, so you feel activation, you feel somebody supporting you. You know, you feel allies, you feel like you're not alone. You know, all those energies, all those feelings that we miss out because we give and give and give and give, even as workers, as healers, as other shamans, you know, there's something about our community that is very special because we all resonate with parts of ourselves. But what's so beautiful about it is that we're different rainbows. We have all different colors, different vibrations. We come from different people, different traditions, you know, from different bodies, you know, different mothers. And, you know, we all have something that we carry that is in our DNA that makes us special. So why can't we see ourselves as individuals, love ourselves, pay attention to what we're doing, and focus on who we are, and then let that shine out from us, you know? And so what Mother Mary wants to bring today is she wants to bring an energy to come down your crown chakra and to feed it to each of your chakras to explode those hostilities, those angers, those fears, those distrustful, those feelings of being missed or abandoned or lost out of your body. Is that it?
Wow, that's perfect. Okay. Awesome.
No, I was asking her, is that it?
I'm sorry.
She says, one more thing. Okay. She says, and you know, do not detest to the ego. Do not detest to the ego. Don't feel like your ego is a big problem. Your ego is part of your spirit too, and it needs love too. Ego is a part of the energy vibration that influences yourself to expand. You know, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're the king of the hill, and it just means that you have something bigger and better for you to learn from. It's a reflection of yourself that you need to really reintroduce yourself to. And once your ego is involved in this kind of healing, just know that when your ego is with you, it's okay. You're not in competition with God. God loves you, period, end of story. And the only thing that you need to worry about is having a grounding cord down and being able to breathe down that grounding cord to let yourself feel the energy. And so we're just going to, without any further ado, I know I'm already talking like a monkey in a tree, 34 minutes into the show here. So, let me go ahead and call them in real quick. So how does that feel? Does it feel like it resonates with everybody? Can I get some nods? Good. All right. Thank you. Awesome. All right. So in this meditation, all right, I'll just call them all in then. I got Master Lucius, Saint Germain. I got Master Balatron. I got Lady Lextra. I got Grandma Lily. You know, Grandma Lily, she's doing this cha-cha dance in this little short skirt. And it's funny because she has a little chubby leg. She has real chubby legs, so when she moves, like a different part of herself moves with it. But she doesn't care, and I love that about her. She's just, all right, you know, look at me. Boogie down. Okay. Okay. Well, she's coming into my crown chakra. All right. So she's already bringing in that energy. I can already feel that. That's good. Okay. Okay. So for a moment, I'd like to just say thank you to God, to the masters, to the energy, to this wellspring of beautiful creation that comes into our highest house today to paint us a picture on this blank canvas called life, to exfoliate all the colors coming from our bodies, from our minds, our spirits. It comes from our ancestors, all the people that gave their life for us to be here. Life is special and life is a gift. In each one of us as brothers and sisters, twin flames or soul connections with each other, we all have something to offer to one another, whether it be our voice, whether it be how are you today, whether it be just a smile or a flower given to an elder who's sitting on the corner playing with her cats. We all have something to offer each other to change the vibration of the whole. We all have the power to change the vibration of the constant energy that is bearing down upon us to change the way we feel, think, and live our life today. So we ask God at this moment and all the creation of energies, all the spirits and all the master teachers and the master guides, all the Tunkashalas, all the spirit helpers of this world, and all our ancestors who came back for us to help us to find the truth in ourselves. We ask you to bestow upon us an energy to dissolve any kind of burdens that we carry within ourselves and open up the energy of abundance, to raise the ceiling of energies for us to be filled with that abundance and prosperity inside our energy field, and to teach us not to be hostile towards ourselves or judgment or critical to ourselves, to be open, to be open for change, to be open to recite an affirmation in the morning that gives us power, to say that I am great, I am loving, and I am beautiful. I am happy to see myself this morning. And no matter where I go today, I ask God to bless me on my path. I ask Spirit to be part of my challenge, to see me, to let me see the good in myself and in everything else that surrounds me, to not let the little things drag me down, but to be bigger than myself, in my ego, to be pride, to be proud of who I am and not be prideful, to be able to see where I am on top of the hill and help other people to get there as well. Master Kutumi Duwalku, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Archangel Michael, Uriel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Ranfiel, Jovial, Ilmarius, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Master Hilary, and Jesus Christ, Buddha, White Buffalo, Catwoman, Geronimo, Sidimo, Krishna, Mary, Madeline, Metatron, Merlin, Master Shaw, John the Baptist, Lady Nada, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Salaria, Asteria, Gamalili, Antioga, Master Toth, Master Ayubi, Master Kwantananda, Nichananda, Mutananda, Maitreya, Sai Baba, Yogananda, Master Lucius, Master Balatron, Lady Lextra, Isis, Gaia, Yeshua, Joshua, Mahachohan Pele, Peter, St. Francis, and Master Moses. We ask you to come into our highest house today to lift our vibration up to the highest frequency that our highest house will allow, teaching us to forgive ourselves and open ourselves up to receive the spirit of christening within ourselves, and to help that energy envelop us in that beautiful, intense energy of love that Mother Mary brings to all of us to receive things that are beautiful and wonderful at all times, and not to bring ourselves down or talk or judge each other for any reason, even if we're feeling powerless about a situation. Teach us to be humble in ourselves. Teach us to see the things that we cannot see but are hidden from us because we're not focusing on what is true for us and ourselves and our higher selves. Abundance us with the energy to lift us up and to help us to be on the roller coaster of change, to be able to ride through our emotional highs and lows, and to be able to reach inside ourselves to find the strength and energy to exfoliate, to bring out the best in who we are by creating an atmospheric energy, a positivity that is always contagious, to deliver to each other on this beautiful planet, and to feel the connections of the stars, the star nations, the star people that are the highest resonance and frequency for ourselves, and the energy of Earth to help us feel that connection with all the animals, nature, trees, water, and all the mysteries of planet Earth. We ask you this in the highest good and the highest love of our highest self, so let it be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mother Mary says, calm yourselves down and just listen to your heart. When you can sit there with your palms down, she says, draw your middle finger to the middle of your palm. And when you draw your finger to the middle of your palm, imagine a red light there starting to glow. She says, now focus on your third eye and focus and look at a beautiful white light feather floating in your third eye. Above you, she says, look at a six-pointed star, which is the Star of David, that will be delivered to you to resolve and dissolve any conflict happening in your body, in or around your energy field, in your etheric, your angelic, your spiritual field, and help you to become one with your high self and the divine equality for which all of you carry. For your high selves today, we're calling in Metatron, Grandma Lily, Master Lucius, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Serapis Bey, Master Hilarion, Yeshua, Joshua, Auntie Olga. Okay. Lady Nada, Mary Magdalene, and White Buffalo Catwoman, and John the Baptist. So all of them are standing around each of us right now. And what they're doing, calibrating their energies, connecting to each of our chakras, and they're reining in and bringing out the energies out of our bodies. And as this is happening, Mother Mary asks for you to see this beautiful star above your head becoming very solid and very gold, and to see it like a shooting star shooting through your body very slowly with a tail of light of gold behind it down your spine, out of your first chakra and into the earth, taking this grounding cord of beautiful gold light into the center of the planet. As you travel into the center of the planet, see this golden star activating its light from every corner of that star, every point from that star of light shining through the planet and reaching out to the other parts of the planet, different parts of countries, different energies, different people, and feel the energy of that beautiful star anchor itself deep in the earth. Beautiful energy of that star shine its light back up your cord into your body, sending a light of gold out of your head back to source, back to God, back to your high self. And for a moment, she says, just breathe down your grounding cord that you've created with this golden star, and let yourself be expanded. Let yourself become energized by the light. The light of God bestows upon you this day, this night, to energize and help you to bring your mind back into focus, to christen your mind and your heart and your chakras throughout your body, to help you relate to the positive, to help you to relate to what feels good for you and what nourishes your spirit. We ask for a manifestation right now of a spiritual experience inside ourselves and our realities to give us that experience, to help us to see the truth in ourselves, just for us, something that means something to ourselves in our nature of our life, she says. Remember, as you're breathing, that you're exfoliating, you're pushing out energies and sharing it with the planet, sharing it with all the parts of your sources of connections to the planet. Remember in this moment and think about people who need this for themselves, and send the light from your mind to those people's hearts by their names, by their faces. And let yourself feel that connection to them, releasing, helping them release with the energy of the Masters down your grounding cords. Yeshua is bringing in a gold and red light down your crown chakra, going into your crown chakra and your third chakra, all the way down to your first and out of your cords, down to the earth. Mother Mary and the Palladian ancestors coming in, and they're bringing out an energy out of your third chakra, which is blue and turquoise. This is another place to access the divine light. There is a turquoise flame inside each of our third chakras, but even though we see them as yellow, there is a turquoise light inside. This is called a shaman's flame. It's a reflection of all things on planet Earth reflected into us as blue and gold, which creates this orange color coming out of your third chakra, emanating yellow So it's a color spray of four different colors creating one color spray vibration. And what this does is that when we hold things into ourselves, our ancestors kick in the answer. A spirit that lives inside that chakra goes back in time, figures out the solution, a solution that you understand that resonates with you and helps to clear that energy. No matter how good you think you are at hiding yourself from others, and lets that energy go down your cord, at your body, and back into the earth. Okay. Yeshua is bringing a white light into your third eye to cleanse out your third eye, your heart chakra. And there seems to be a lot of heaviness in the people's chakras today, and that's okay. But remember, because we're in summertime, it's really not a good time to eat a lot of meat. And I'm saying that because I'm a meat eater, and I love it. Fish, chicken, salads are better for you in the summertime so your body doesn't feel too heavy. In the wintertime, you want to eat more of that kind of food because it helps you to stay warm. But in the summertime, you want more energy, and you want to be able to hold on to more energy. So fish, salmon, trout, I don't know so much about shellfish, but, you know, those kinds of energies will keep your energy lighter so you can not let yourself be pulled in one or the other direction, but to stay grounded and focused on your endeavors. Okay, so they're cleaning up all that vibration in your heart and in your solar plexus. Mother Mary says there's a lot of people here with a lot of worry about outcomes from the past, haunting them again, like a cycle or something happening from the past that came up again for them. And she says to look beyond yourself and worry. And what is your greatest hope for yourself? To feed that greatest hope and to give honor to the greatest hope that you have become, to look at something you have done as something great and to cherish yourself and not let people take your power because of fear, but to be honoring yourself, to be able to let that part of yourself go, love it, even if you are at fault or even if you feel you're not at fault. Give forgiveness for that. Ask for forgiveness because you played some kind of part in creating that in your life. And just let it go down your grounding cord. Because your hope, your hopefulness, your faith, your energy, the nourishment of your high self is helping you to see above and beyond all the things that are holding you down and keeping you in a place of fear. Okay. Archangel Michael is pulling that big cord out of your back. Whoever you are, pulling it out of your back. And a lot of times she says we do carry a lot of our parents' karma, and that's a natural thing we do as children. So this christening that we are having upon us this day, this night, this moment, reminds us to show us the integrity and the energy that we carry inside ourselves from God, from all the resources of our ancestors, and from the master teachers, master guides, and the ascended masters that come to our help and to our aid, to show us the perfection that we truly are, and to assist us into releasing ourselves and bringing the energy of abundance, validation, support, and love back into our life. Now let the lower vibrations go. So let it be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Now I did it.
What happened now?
Oh, my God. I'm sweating like a... Never mind.
Oh, yeah, because of the energy, huh?
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Well, why don't you just imagine sitting on a big bag of ice or putting a big ice cube on top of your head and imagine it melting. I don't know. Sometimes that works for me, but I'm in cold upstate New York. Sorry for you and your beautiful California landscape and weather. But that was beautiful. I feel so much better with that. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Matthew, Mother Mary, and all the guides and all the... Wow, that was perfect. All right, then.
Good stuff. So, Matthew, my dear.
Yeah.
What do you want to do now? Are you ready to take some people? Are you ready to do some work? Okay. Cool.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and open the window. Oh,
yeah, do what you need to do to cool yourself off. Take care of yourself. The healer has to feel good when he's doing work, you know. You got to be comfortable. So, all right, I have a number I would like to take. So whenever you're ready, my dear, just let me know.
Okay. Is it Jesus?
Okay.
Because I've been wanting to talk to him all day.
Is it who?
Jesus.
I don't know, but I'm sure Jesus will come in. This is, I don't think it's Jesus unless Jesus lives around Saratoga.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, this is an upstate New York number. But I have a feeling it's a girl, so we're gonna take this one. But that was funny. You know, sometimes I don't always catch your jokes. I'm sorry. Hi. Yeah, this is CJ and Matthew. You're live on the radio. Hello. Okay. Or not? Would you like to ask a question? I guess. Hello. All right, she's not answering, so maybe that means she just wants to listen. All right, then, no problem. We'll take somebody else. Okay, let's go for another one. There's plenty of calls here. Why don't we take, all right, this is an oldie but a goodie. I'm going to go for this one. We know who you are.
You know
oldie.
Who I am. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Helene Lipson. This is our good friend and my dearest buddy and a great healer in her own right. Helene Lipson.
Oh, it's been an interesting I mean, I've been noticing a lot of people going kind of crazy lately. Is this what's going on lately, Matthew?
I already talked about that.
I already missed the boat. Oh, you already talked about that. Okay, sorry about that.
Jeez, no, you didn't. You did not. Come on, Matthew.
Right.
He talked about it a little bit in his own way.
Are you being specific? Yeah. What do you want to know?
I noticed that just everything is just coming out in people. Whatever is happening, it's just being brought to a head. That's what I really noticed.
Message it to me saying that there's a lot of energy coming from the sun right now, and there's a lot of integrity issues coming up for a lot of people. People are trying to make decisions about where they stand with integrity, because it's always easier to be on the fence about what that means to them. And a lot of times it affects us. It affects us so many different ways, and sometimes we feel so heartfelt that we want to do the right thing. But how are we supposed to make a living by doing the right thing, right? And he says that sometimes our mind is the greatest teacher, but we don't see that because our minds have a tendency to fall short of our own shortcomings, and we start to believe everything we think rather than being in the energy of what the earth is trying to tell us how to become. Right now, dreams are becoming very, very sustainable. Energies from our dreams are really bringing in a new light to help us really see the truth in ourselves. And a lot of times, he says, when you have a lucid dream or not a lucid dream, some people's faces, when you start to write those energies down, you're actually activating that dream to be in your reality. So the lesson will come to a head that way. There are many, many ways that spirit is speaking to us through our dreams, through our visions, through other people, through children, through the sky, through nature, through the sun. And it depends on where you decide to stand with it, non-humanly, to be able to receive the answers that will help you on your path. And the immaculate thing about it is that each message is coming for each individual in their own way. You can have, everyone can see a shooting star that looks like gold, you know, in reality, but in your own mind's eye, you're going to see something completely different, because that's how God speaks to us as individuals. We all have our intimate connections with God in the way that is sacred to us. And that's what makes it beautiful about who we are inside. So, yes, the energy is a proverb of lessons coming in with about integrity, about foundation, about balance. And the only fight that we have right now is with ourselves. Everything else is in perfection.
I can completely relate to that. And I've been thinking a lot about dreams, actually, personally. Thinking that maybe we have a lot more control over our dream world and that maybe it's just the opposite. The dream world is reality and this is a dream. And I have seen just what you said a few minutes ago with people being in alignment with their integrity, that what is in their heart has got to match their action, or we're seeing them go in a completely different direction where they become completely out of balance. And I've had a series of readings with people that are basically falling to pieces. Everybody I'm talking to seems like they are falling to pieces. And so I guess my question would be, how could I be most helpful to others in what I do?
I'm all excited to tell you this, so I didn't mean to cut you off, but you have a new guide coming in. And this new guide is a man, and he's one of the elders of Hawaii. And he wears, like, this leafy thing, like this leafy crown on his head. He's kind of short and stocky, and he has, like, he carries two empty trees, like two, like if you cut a palm tree in half and then you cut the bottom off, he carries these two empty vessels that belong on the island. Like he talks about becoming a vessel, the vessel of integrity, the vessel of energy. And he says every vessel and every energy that comes from our high selves to the connection to where we stand in our environment are speaking to us in languages that is only for us. Only us to understand. If we try to share it, we try to teach it, it won't come out the same because you have to let it teach you first. So this new energy that's coming in is like a greenish, blue, almost like an emerald green with like a purple, violet, indigo light underneath it. And that's the energy that he carries. And he's helping to teach you how to let go of energies out of your second chakra to try to manifest anything in your life that you're reaching for. Don't reach for manifestation. Just let it come. When you reach for manifestation and you're trying to reach into something to pull it to you, it doesn't work. But when you open yourself up like a garage door, you know, and you push the button, the door opens up and you receive. You know, and that's how it works. And sometimes the energy can be really invisible. And when you breathe the energy and you give it color. So your breath, receiving energy the way it's shown to you and not trying to go beyond yourself to reach or pull on the seed or pull on the small plant to make it grow faster. It's about being patient and let yourself feel this energy because you're stepping into a new vibration, Helene. You're stepping into a new vibration to where your cards, your tarot cards or the readings that you're giving is going to become more intuitive. You know, you're going to know things by feeling it and not by what you see or what you see on your computer or the numbers of their birth date. You're going to know stuff. But you have to know it in yourself first before you can make that delivery, that presentation. And everything will be in mighty truth, he says. Everything is mighty truth.
Well, that's what's been happening. So that is exactly what's happening. And I don't – today there was no power. And I thought of you, Matthew. I was sitting in, like, 90-degree heat. And I was having to do three readings in a row. I was like, if Matthew could do this in 106 degrees, I could do it in 90. And I couldn't use my astrology. I couldn't use the chart because I had no working computer. And the readings were just great without that, without any reference to astrology and astrology charts. I don't normally, I used to read tarot cards, but I haven't read them in years for people during readings. But I've been a little bit of a slave to the astrology chart, and I wasn't allowed to use that today. And in the sweltering heat, somehow I did some of my best readings. And as far as a lot of things are opening up, my friend Kelly is coming back. we got a boat, and we're going to go down to Mililihi and camp out on the beach for a few days. And I've also been opening up to playing the crystal balls. And I never played them before, but I'm really good at it, at opening the sound and being able to. So that's something different and new that I've taken on. And I definitely don't feel the same. I was saying to Claudia, I don't necessarily want to be Helene Lipson of the Helene Lipson Show. I just want to be. I don't necessarily need to fluff out my hair. I don't really care to wear makeup. I like my body as it is. I'm fine. I just passed all of that. Something is changing in me here, but I think the island itself and just being present here and letting go of a lot of old issues changed me. So I'm feeling pretty good. And every time I talk to you, I always feel better. So it's very interesting. Guy Matthew, that was really very insightful, what you said, and I'm excited to be working with one of the elders on the island or the ancestors closely, because that's what I've been calling in and that's what I've been asking for. It's very validating.
I don't want to get too spacey or new agey on this one, but in a past life, I knew myself as Tila Malakula, and I was a teacher. On Hawaii and in Kauai a long time ago, and I remember that lifetime because I remember my teachers and I remember the smoke. And there was one teacher that I really recall him. He taught with smiles to the children, and that the children thought he was in. He would make faces to the children to show his emotions, and he would teach through telepathy, and he would show by his body movements about what he was trying. He taught everything in silence, everything about action, everything about smoke, and he used the energy vibration of the island, and he befriended the spirits that were on the island, and so that's what's kind of, you're in that energy field of that happening to you, and so really, really be mindful of the energy that you're feeling. And whenever you feel the energy climb up your legs or climb on your hands when you get to a certain spot, take your time and give thanks to that spot, because there's a special spot for you on Kauai that's your spot alone because of what and who you were in the past life. And you left something for yourself on that island to find again and to reunite with. And once you find it on that island, you're going to be amazed about the energy that's going to be coming through for you. That's all I can tell you right now. I'm so sorry. I want to tell you more, but I can't.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, love it, love it, love it. And like I say, we're doing some very, very exciting things lately, getting the boat and taking that out to we're going to Mililihi where there's no people. You'd have to walk 16 miles into the backwoods. We're taking the boat up the Nepali coast and going to like a deserted beach and spending the weekend on that beach. Is very exciting for this time. So, I mean, beautiful opportunities are here. And Matthew, we're waiting for you to come and visit us and stay on our crappy couch. We would love to have you anytime that you're ready, even just to visit, even just to have an open invitation. You belong here too.
Yeah, it's hard for me to go there because I never want to come home.
You're right. It is pretty good. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Elaine. I miss you, and I miss your face. And, I'd like to be able to see you again in Mount Shasta sometime in the future.
Oh, maybe I will come back. Maybe I'll come back to the time. But, you know, you are also a great help to my son as well. And you're just a dear friend, and I love you so much, Matthew. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for being in my life.
Yeah, your son is awesome. Your son has a lot of power, and he's going to be coming into his own when he's like 26, 27, and he's going to need a mentor. If not you, somebody else who can really, you know, be there for him as he changes and shifts into his psychic abilities.
Maybe
you know, he's going to be. Yeah, he's going to be coming into his own really, really quickly, and he's going to be, you know, like a three-year-old. Why? And you're just going to have to just be really patient with him because he's going to open up in a lot of different ways. You know, and like every child, you know, it's important for our children, for anyone else who's listening too, it's always important to have some kind of rites of passage. When my son turns 14, I'm going to take him up in the mountains. We're going to build a lodge, and we're going to have men sitting around talking about how we take care of the women in our life and how responsible we are to the earth and are to our, you know, about making mistakes, but at the same time getting up and dusting yourself up and finding energies that help you to feel like you have allies on the planet, and not just by people, but by birds and totems and energies and guides. And when we can give our children that rites of passage, they feel more important about their life. And that's, you know, that's a lot to do with, you know, helping kids to feel important, and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to get into drugs or alcohol or feel depressed and commit suicide, you know, and that's the gist of it. You know, a lot of it is that they just need to feel loved, and, you know, and having a rites of passage like that, it makes them to feel really important. So, you know, that's, I'm just kind of putting that out there to everybody else out there as children, to really think about your children as being like that. You know, in the Hispanic community, they have the quinceañera, you know, and for the Native American, we have the Sundance, or we have the a wupila, which is a gratitude ceremony, or we have what is it called, the rites of passage, you know. And any of that, you know, is really, really important to really deliver to our children, so they can access this energy and this information as well for them. And then they can go out and teach other kids, you know, and just make that another way to have a ripple effect throughout the world.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm in total agreement with that, and Michael is no doubt a very special kid who's kind of, he's definitely an indigo child. And
he belongs,
gosh,
here.
What,
everything, that, yeah. The world opened up for him when he got to Hawaii. Everybody, I mean, people were giving him gifts and all kinds of wonderful things. It was really very exciting. So I don't want to keep you guys any longer,
okay,
because I know,
yeah,
people
we should
must
go,
be
but
dying
was,
to get in.
Thank you so much,
you
for
know,
calling in, Lainey. You're awesome, and we love you.
I love you guys too. Thank you so much for doing this show.
Oh,
you know.
Well, you're definitely a big part of the show, and everybody's happy to hear from you, and we love the fact that you're in the right place now. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Okay, sweetie. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. Thanks again for being with us. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Bye. See you soon.
Oh, okay. So that was cool. All right, I pushed the button, and she didn't go off yet, so I'm going to push it again. All right, there she goes. So, yeah, she's definitely in the right place. And, you know, Lainey's a bit of a cornerstone. We started the show with Matthew, Lainey, and Helene and I together on Cosmic Currents, so I feel like she's a bit of a touchstone for me, you know, when she's there, and it's always nice to be able to call her and to call her in, and thanks for doing that great reading. So are you ready for another, or do you need any kind of – how's it going for the energy? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cool.
You know, and just
awesome.
Right before you do that, you know, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, how grateful I am to you and Helene, who really – kind of talked me into doing this radio thing when you guys were here in Mount Shasta. You know, I had many opportunities to go on a lot of different shows and do a lot of different stuff, and I had just chickened out. You know, I just didn't feel like I was ready to. I didn't think I had anything to offer. You know, and when for the longest time, you know, after 10 years of being a massage therapist and helping people and reading energy for people, you know, I kind of did everything behind closed doors. I never really thought about coming out in the open. You know, it felt very like nails across a chalkboard, that kind of feeling like, oh, I can't do it. You know, there's no way I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm talking about I talked to the masters, you know, and all this stuff, and you guys were in my corner, you know, and validated the energy and allowed me to come on, you know, a little bit at a time. And if it wasn't for you and Helene, I don't know where I'd be right now. And I just want to say thank you for both of you for or looking at me and seeing the best in me when I can't see it in myself, you know, and allowing me to really reach beyond my stars and to just, you know, let myself more about what I do, you know. And the more I love what I do, the more happens for me, you know. And I know it's truth. I know that it's truth for me. And it might not be true for other people, but it's truth for me. It works for me, and it helps other people. And that's what we're here to do. And I'm following my heart to the best of my ability. And I care less and less about what people think of me. And I care less and less what people think of why I call myself a shaman or a healer or whatever. And
good.
I'm looking at this because I'm looking at this as being more of who I am. And if I can't stand in my power and say this is what I do, then, you know, then I'm really not focusing on bringing anything that's true. I'm just kind of playing the part, you know what I mean? And I really want to step into that power, step into that energy and that love, and just really, really, you know, be who I am. So thank you. Thank you, both of you, you and Helene, for helping me get this far.
Oh, that is so sweet of you to say. And, well, we just love you so much, Matthew. And, you know, if it weren't for Helene having that session with you the first time when she was there with Larry and the whole other crew that was there at the time at the Stewart Mineral Springs, I probably would never have found you. So, you know, she is such a great, she's a great connector, and we know this. And then the second time she came there, we both had the session with you. I loved you immediately. We were both incredibly healed. Not to mention you give a fantastic massage. I mean, beyond the healing, you're really strong and good at massage. And
you're
really big, too, and you're like this big guy. You're like, what are you, 6'5"? You're really big.
I'm 6'3". Well, 6'3", 6'4",
I don't know.
Probably.
You seem really big and tall and, like, powerful, like a big bear. You know what I mean?
I'm a bear. Yeah.
So it's but you have such a nice, loving presence. And I was so grateful to Helene for finding you. Clearly, there's probably a past life connection because the way she, you know, felt she resonated so highly with you when she found you. But look now, look at this. It was 7 months or 8 months later, we've been doing the show, or even beyond from the first show, the Cosmic Current that we did with you. And now we have such a big group of people that have gathered around us for the show, and it's such a nice co-creation that we have together. And that's the cool thing, you know, with Helene is she's still with us in spirit every time, even if this isn't Cosmic Current, even if it's the CJ Miller show. Helene is usually always with us, so it's nice. It's a nice anchoring,
yay. Both of you are really, really balanced feminine and masculine side to each other, and you guys are. Mm-hmm. I love it because you guys are fearless when it comes into this kind of work. You're fearless, you know, and you step into it and you do it. You know, you don't think about it and you just do it, and it always works out. You know, I want to be able to be more like you guys. And be in that energy and have that sense and that equality for myself as well, you know, because I still test the waters, you know, I still test the waters, and I still, you know, I still try to feel things out before I get there, you know, instead of just going into it and say, all right, I'm going to take care of this. And, you know, my wife, I have to thank her for tonight because, you know, I was like, it was 4:00 and we're like just tired and, you know, and it was hot, we're all drenched in sweat and dirty and, you know, cleaning up all the furniture before we put it in there. And I said, what time is it? Oh, it's 4:30. I go, oh, man, how am I going to do this? You know, I can't do this. I can't do this radio show tonight. We got to get this load. We haven't even, you know, we already paid for the truck, but we haven't even made one trip. We're still filling it up. And she looked right at me. She goes, you need to follow through with your responsibilities. Okay. She was just right there in my face. I was like, "Ooh, okay, no problem, babe. Yes, I am. You're right."
She's right.
So,
it's,
you know,
true.
I start to think, squirrel, you know, I get off my path, squirrel, and he comes in and says, no, no, you need to focus on this. You said this. You committed to it. You do it. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Yay. Well, I mean, this is so true. I mean, you have a greater purpose, and you made a promise, and so did I. We both made a promise to be of service to the collective, and to try and bring up the vibration of other people and to do our best to help heal people. And so it's like no matter what's going on, no matter if you're moving, if I'm dealing with my ex-husband and he's pushing every button I have and I'm getting, you know what I mean? It's like I made a commitment to do this, and it's like the greatest thing about it is that no matter what is happening, whenever we do the show, it always brings me up. It always makes me feel better, and I know that you feel a similar. You get this high from doing the show too, because it's so much great energy from the masters and the angels coming through, and you're just awesome. You're so powerful, and I'm so, yay! I don't know. I'm just so excited that you're here. We're doing the show, and it's a good thing. So, well, now that we're through with our love fest, should we get on to the other readers, my dear? I mean, to the other people that want a reading. Oh, look at this! Do you know what happened? Matthew got cut off. Everybody, so hold on. Hold on, I have to get him back now. Here I was just talking away. Let me see. I have to make sure I get the right number for you, Matthew. Here it is, 364. All right, 3642. Matthew, hello?
Okay, yeah, no, I heard everything you said, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, that's so funny. It's a good thing you texted me. Got cut off. I'm like, oh, there I was just blabbing away.
He never lets me talk this long. What the heck is going on?
I know. He usually cuts in by now. No. So, okay, you're back.
That'd be great.
All right, we got plenty. And we have the same person that I tried to, the same person I tried to answer her call before, but apparently there was a problem with her phone. So we're going back to the 518. I'm going to take your call now, girl. Hello, you're on the CJ Miller Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I can hear you now. Is this Kendra?
Yes, it is. Thank you for taking me.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad. This is Christine's stepdaughter. Really, you're her daughter. I'll just call you. You're Christine's daughter. And Christine Northrup was on my show a couple of weeks ago. She's also a shaman and my good friend. And I just love you, Kendra. I'm so happy you're calling in to have a reading with Matthew. Yeah.
Thank
you.
So
you're welcome. Matthew, this is Kendra.
Hi, Kendra.
Go ahead.
Hi, Matthew.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to keep, if I sound distracted, I'm trying to keep my dog quiet so it doesn't bark.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite ice cream?
chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Me too.
I thought you were more of a mint chip woman, but okay, cool.
Oh, no, I'm a chocolate peanut butter woman.
Okay. All right.
What's your favorite?
Right on. Chocolate mint.
Oh, okay.
I'm a chocolate minter. Anyways, so.
And what is Claudia?
Claudia?
You know, I'm a chocolate peanut butter girl, too. That's my favorite.
Oh, man, here we go. You know, it's all the East Coast people. I think that's the East Coast thing, you know, because you guys are more into that whole, you know, peanut butter chocolate thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess so. You know, with chocolate and peanut butter, they're two great tastes that go great together.
Yeah.
Reese's peanut butter cups? I don't know. All right. I'm gonna just mute myself now, so you guys go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. I'll be here.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
So what can I do for you?
Well, I a lot, I guess.
Okay.
No. I have a couple of things, I think. My first recent question would be, I just kind of need a little guidance. I have a 16-year-old son. I'm a single mother, and he we had a real difficult time, and just the past like 6 months, he turned 16 in April, and everything changed. It was just super positive, and everything was going great, and he started to drive, and he was great in school, no more trouble. He got rid of all his, like, friends. I'm talking quieter because I feel like he's listening. He and the dog. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry. And then his really quick, like, just so you kind of know what's going on, his dad is a severe, like, alcohol addict in and out of his life and out of jail, rehab, blah, blah, blah. And just, like, something happened, like, yesterday where it's just dramatic again, the same pattern over and over again. And I don't know if I should, like, I want to protect him because I'm his mom, but I don't know if I should just totally cut it off while, you know, he's only 16, he still lives with me, I can still make some rules. I just don't know if I have, if I should, like, spiritually in any way, just cut him off totally and just say you cannot be around him or his mother, which is his grandmother, you know, his father's mother, who's very close with, my son's name is Sage, so Sage and his grandma are very close, and I just want him to not have to go through all the drama that goes on over there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do I have your permission to connect to Hazel? Do I have your permission to connect to Hazel? All
right. Yes.
So I'm connecting to God, to the Masters, and Metatron's coming in with Master Lucius. And they're saying that there's an entity in your energy field with your son is causing chaos, causing energy, causing a lot of blame. And the energy is like weakness, a fear of weakness between the father and the son. And the energy is like he feels insatiable. He's not getting what he wants when he wants it. And so there's an energy in there, an entity that's causing this as like a tug of war happening between your son and your husband. And so what Master Lucius is promoting, does that resonate with you?
The tug of war between Sage and his father? Yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yes.
Just want to make sure that we're on the same page. So Master Lucius is going to go into the crown chakra or the high self of your husband. And we're just going to clear up these entities. There's three of them around him. And the thing about it is that when he becomes an open vessel because of the drugs that he's using, he becomes overtaken. And we're not saying that it's not his responsibility to be responsible, be accountable for what he's doing, but a lot of times that he's overreacting because of the energies that he's carrying inside himself. So what we're going to do is Master Lucius and Metatron and Merlin are going to go in and close off the energy field inside his back and close up the cord and close up the vortex that was created in his lower back and inside his solar plexus. And there's a dominating energy inside him, almost like someone who is who wants to have control over someone else, someone who wants to make other people feel weaker than he does. And he doesn't like to feel like he can't be in control, or he doesn't have any say-so, or he doesn't, and a lot of that is a spirit talking through him. So what we're going to do is that we're going to pull that energy out of his back right now. And at the same time, the energy of that entity that's in your son is in his throat chakra and is in his head, causing him to look in one direction and put blame on everyone else around him so he can't look at what he needs to do for himself. And kind of like what you were
talking about. I'm sorry, you're talking about my son or my ex? Or my
your son.
Father.
Your
okay.
son. Your son and your,
oh,
and your
wow.
ex,
okay.
have, your son and your ex okay. have a connection. So
oh,
that,
okay.
of course,
okay.
that connection travels to your from your husband to your son. Into his crown chakra. And so there's an energy in there that's trying to close his mind to make him not think about things that are important or responsible on his part. It's kind of like being around somebody who's, you know, they're going, hanging out with somebody who is a barber. You're either going to get your hair cut or you're going to learn how to cut hair. So
right.
Like, you know, so he has that, there's that energy that is kind of like fulfilling. You know, there's his heart that's connected to your ex that way. And so Master Lucius is going to go in and disconnect the energy from your son right now.
Excellent. Yep, I understand totally. Thank you. I got confused.
Okay. And then now Master Hilarion is coming in to open up your heart chakra. So when you feel so they're bringing in all this, Yeshua is bringing in all this gold light into your heart because you have the power to direct that energy and direct that thinking into your son to protect him from that energy. You have the power to shield yourself with that beautiful gold light that you have coming through your crown chakra right now. And they're throwing that energy through your heart chakra, and they want you to feel the energy as you pulse it away from your body around your son, as if he was a 7-year-old boy or 5-year-old boy, and you had him in your lap, like God has you in his lap. And when you feel that protection and that ally, the energy of that support from the masters, your ex-husband won't be able to touch his energy. You know, and the thing about it, subconsciously, your ex has the power. He knows subconsciously or unconsciously how to connect to you and to your son.
Yeah.
And so we're going to cut that off from him right now, Master Lucius, and we're going to ask his high self, yes, the lesson was taken care of, the karma was taken care of, okay. We're just going to make sure, because if this is a lesson for you or your son, we can't do this. And it looks like Master Kathuni says, no, we can absolutely clear this energy. Okay, good. All right, so they're clearing his energy out of your field. All right, and right now they're taking out some DNA out of your ex, and this energy that they're clearing is that he, in a past life, he was a medium. He did a lot of mediumship. And so in this lifetime, he's drawing upon himself all the ones he called. I know this is far-fetched, but this is
No, you're talking about my ex, right?
Your ex used to be a medium in the past life, And so he has all these other spirits that are trying to come in and to, you know, try to be in his life again, but he's on drugs and alcohol. So he's pulling in all these weird energies into his field that are causing all this chaos in his life.
Mm.
So it's almost like he's it's almost like he's a genie in a bottle, and he's asking for help, but the outside, his presentation is not him. And you can be able to see it when you look into his eyes, because he's not there. And he's inside himself. He's inside himself trying to find his way out. And so Archangel Michael and Gabriel come into his high self right now, and they're opening up a vortex of light into his, and it's a choice. And he has to, his subconscious knows that this is a choice that, you know, he has to make for himself. He has to choose the light. He can't be in the darkness or can't be in the light and keep manipulating people the way he's been doing. So they're giving him a chance to reveal his lessons to him in his lifetime, in this reality, so he can start choosing what he wants in his life and not fall back on his laurels or the things that he thinks works for him, because his power isn't there. You know, hatred is not a power. Hatred is something that will just drag you down later in the future. And so, so they're putting all the energy, and they're disconnecting the cords from your high self and your son's high self. And Yeshua's bringing in the gold light again through your heart chakra. Can you sense that happening?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so they want you to envelop your son in that gold light and then send all your light and all your love to source, and let source come back down into your high self and around your son, and just send the light out of your feet into Gaia, into Mother Earth, and make yourself a beautiful conduit. And I'm just going to call Saint Germain and Archangel Michael into your crown chakra right now to activate this conduit, activate the conduit to make it activate its protection around them. Okay, thank you guys. So Archangel Michael is putting a blue fire around your shield.
I just saw, that's wild, I just saw light blue because I have my eyes closed, but I'm sitting up. I just saw literally light blue, but wings, like, that was wild. Very good. Very good.
Awesome. Okay. All right. And so Mother Mary, Lady Nada are placing your ex into a bubble of light and pushing him out of your field. Okay. And I'm going to call Mary Magdalene and Kuan Yin to come in and shine pink light through her environment. All the walls and ceilings and chairs and floors, windows, doors, toilet, kitchen, everything, beds, his energy's out. And so the vibration will change, the frequency will change, and nothing negative can reside there. Thank you, guys. How does that feel? Does that feel better?
Thank you. That's amazing. Amazing. Because it's not like you even had to answer my question wasn't answered, but it was. It was taken care of. It wasn't even answered. You took care of it. So I am blown away. Thank you so much. I needed that.
You're welcome.
Like, so bad I needed it. So I can't even thank you enough. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well,
it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so awesome. You know, and Kindred, now you can listen to the recording after the show is done. So you can hear your reading again.
Because I was already, I have my journal out, I have my pen, I'm all stoked, ready to write everything down. There's no way I was writing anything down. I had my eyes closed. All of a sudden, I was in a whole other world. I was like, that's good. That's
yeah.
cool. I can listen to that. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
I feel lighter. I feel better. It was just burden all day, just worrying and, you know, and what can I do to help him? And I'm so thankful. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for calling into the show tonight. I'm glad we could have Matthew work with you. And he's very, it's very powerful healing with Matthew. So.
Oh, yeah. That was
yeah.
super, super deep and cool. Thank you, Matthew, very much.
You're very welcome. Pleasure.
Thanks, Kendra.
And if I ever meet you, I will bring you some mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Don't make promises you can't keep, man.
No.
I take my ice cream serious.
Are you in California, right?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's not that hard, because my goal is to go where, I think her name is Helena, yeah? And
Helene?
Your friend, Claudia, yeah.
Oh, you want to go to Kauai, where Helene?
No, I actually want to go to the Big Island, but I could visit her. But I want to end up in the Big Island. Yeah. That's my goal.
Cool.
So,
well, Matthew lives in the Mount Shasta area, so which is a very special energy too.
I bet. So I'll, you know, someday I'll stop and get you some ice cream on my way to Hawaii.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right then. Thanks so much, Kendra. Much
you.
Love to you. Take care.
Much love
Bye.
To you. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye, sweetie. Bye. Okay. Wow. That's really cool. Yeah, good. Well, I knew that she needed some help today, so I'm really glad that she called in. The first time I tried to get her, for some reason she wasn't near the phone when we answered, so that was great that we got to have her this time. Wow. All right then. Jeez, you really cut right to the bone. Right there. So let's just check in with the time here. All right, it's now 10:32, and are you ready to move on to the
sure.
next person, Matthew? Great. All right, then. So let's see. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you, do you see, can you psychically see what numbers I have in front of me? Or should
no.
I give you some numbers and then you can choose?
Yes.
Okay. We have a 408, we have a 530, we have a 267, we have a 386, and a 505.
Ooh, 505. Check that one out.
Okay. Woohoo. All right, 505. Hello, you're on the CJ Miller Show with Matthew Bueno.
Hi, CJ and Matthew. It's so nice to speak to you again.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Angelina.
Well, hi, Angelina. It's so nice to hear from you. I'm not, I don't remember exactly each person who calls, but it's so nice to have you with us. You have such a nice voice, so thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. I, you know, don't know too many people like-minded as this, you know, the criteria of the show, I guess. So having you guys being friends on Facebook and listening to the radio show is just such a blessing, and I just thank you guys so much.
Oh, that's
Angelina,
so nice.
Are you the one that's coming into your power, and you're still kind of like on topsy-turvy, kind of on the fence kind of thing about stepping into your power and opening yourself up more like that?
Yes.
Okay.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, I can see the butterflies in your myself. It's beautiful to see your transformation. but, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's really important to just, like I was telling Claudia earlier, you know, because I'm always so careful, you know, if I'm going to work on this haunted house, I'm going to send all the masters there before I even look at it, so I'm protected, right? And they're going to come back and report to me about what needs to be done, so then I can refer that information to the person that I'm working with. And then I can go in the house after they've already, you know, dominated it with the light and go in and take out the residual energies and entities. So, right. You know, it's like, and, you know, it's important for you to understand that it's okay to dive in because you have plenty of protection. You have plenty. You have Archangel Michael. You have Gabriel. You have Raphael. You have a lot of the Archangel Michaels that are trying to push you to do more of what you have and not to let yourself fall short of being shy or being too careful, you know what I mean? But to really call them in, you know, because your voice box, your throat chakra is very powerful. You can manifest things that will help you to enlighten yourself more at a higher level. And I mean a higher level for yourself, not so much a higher level of anybody or any situation, but to be able to be above yourself, being above your fear, being above your worry or anything else that you're carrying with yourself, and to let yourself feel beautiful about what you're learning. When you feel beautiful and you feel validated by what you feel, that energy will feed and nourish the parts of yourself that are lying dormant inside you. So I would say not so much this week because I've been really, really busy, but next week I'll start doing more activations on the community of the Ascended Masters next week. And so be, you know, do that. Do more of those activations and use the grounding core technique so you can start to build yourself up on a foundation of positivity in the morning. So the rest of your day is contagious about, you know, cause and effect and bringing in that positive energy into yourself, into your situation, and be able to shine yourself. Because you've got a very beautiful soul, and you have a lot of amber light that's inside your third chakra, which is like about communication. Learn to communicate with spirit and just ask. That is not man-made. Just build your faith and validation of who you are in your life. Just like that. Just say, hey, Raphael, Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Jesus Christ, whoever you feel connected to, just say, hey, bring me an experience in my life that is not man-made. That way I can build my faith upon what I experience in my life. And when you do that, you will be amazed about some of the circumstances and energies that come in for you.
Wow, that was perfect. I was going to mention that when you guys were talking about integrity, that struck such a strong chord, and kind of funny. I mean, Doreen Virtue pulled angel cards this week was inner child, well, first integrity, inner child, and God out of the Mary, Mother Mary deck. And I think that integrity is such a big lesson for myself, at least, standing in your power and really walking your walk and talking your talk, not just talking about it, because I have a blog talk radio show as well, and I read cards on there, and I was listening to how you guys followed your path and your passion, and that's the light that guides you, and you're not afraid to give that love no matter how crazy and nobody agrees with it. And
That's right.
How to
accept
money for it.
Yeah.
So, but my question was just the most important thing I needed to hear, and I think I heard a lot of what I needed to hear. You're just channeling the information, and it came
so
beautifully.
So did you have a question, or I'm sorry, I didn't know if you'd asked a question or not.
You did, and but more specifically, I would just like to know why I'm here on Earth, why I'm embodied in the flesh at this time. What is my purpose for being here as Angelina, and to get clarity on where I can go and how to do it, like where do I need to go? As far as career and my blueprint.
How much time do we have? Okay. So I'm going to bring in a couple of them. So I have permission to paint your high sub, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to call in and go to God, go to the Masters, and shine a light upon your love and light. So Lady Nada is coming in right now. And she's pacing in front of you. And she says, you know, one of the greatest things about you is that you're a giver. You give no matter what. And you give not only of yourself, but you give of the beacon of light that you are inside. You know, and sometimes your body and your love and your energy will give subconsciously and superconsciously without even you knowing it. And your subconscious is so brilliant that it'll set things up for yourself to endure later on in life. You could have just smiled upon somebody, a person in your life, and that person will come back and become an ally. That is how the energy of your energy networks with other people in your life. You set things up for the future, for things to occur for you, to see that you belong here. There have been many, many lifetimes to where you didn't want to become human, you didn't want to be here on Earth, and you wanted to leave early. You can't cut corners, she says. You have to be here to be in your fullness in order to be to have a better understanding about what each part of your moment is. We develop constantly from moment to moment in this life. Every experience is about you becoming more of who you are in the reflection of God. Whatever you deliver on this planet is what you are here to perform or everything you're here to do. On this path that you have created for yourself, you have chosen yourself to be a giver. You have chosen yourself to be a social worker. You have chosen yourself to be a healer. And you are inviting the energies of angels into your life. You have many contracts with these angels. Now, whatever these contracts consist of, mainly working with the master teachers and master guides and the angels, you have to learn to develop a sense of communication between you and spirit world. That way, when you feel the inspiration of their love, bestowing their love upon you, you will feel yourself going in a direction that is not at first recognizable. It will be a foreign feeling. But once you get there, you can look back and see why the strengths and why the testing and why the lessons have come to you this way. Energetically, it's important for you not to see with your human eyes, but to see with your heart. It's important not to feel with your human hands, but to feel with your heart. It's important you to be in the energy, but not of it. It's important for you to be in this life to always send a ripple effect out through your prayers, through your manifestations, and through your talk. You're a speaker and a leader in your own way, and you're a healer by your own right. It is up to you to make decisions about which direction to go, whatever feeds and inspires you and brings the love and the fullness for you. But after you have done this, it is up to you to make decisions, and we will always be there for you. That is the lesson. The lesson in this lifetime for you is to trust. Trust in yourself and trust what you carry inside. So let it be. Lady Nada.
That was beautiful. I'm laughing just because it's true.
Okay. Well, I tell you, she was pacing before she even started talking, so she had her brass knuckles on, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just thank you. I'm confused as to how you guys got where you got. I wish I could shadow you guys. I'm here in New Mexico just to learn. I know it won't happen exactly as your path unfolded, but it's that trust thing.
Yeah.
So I need to trust. It's
important to take chances, take risks, jump into it with both your feet, you know, and once you get there, they're not going to drop you on your butt. You know, they love you. They're going to be there with you. They're going to support you. But you have to trust that. And I tell you, I face that every time I come on the radio. Are you guys going to be there? Are you guys going to show up? I don't want to go on the radio and then call you guys and not show up. You know, when I go and do group healings, okay, you guys going to be there? You guys better be there because I don't want to make a fool of myself in front of a bunch of people. Every time, they always show up no matter what. And they're always there. And they always give me something that I learned about myself. You know, and that's the greatest part of being a teacher, being an instructor, being a healer, being a shaman, is that I get to learn from what I hear given to others.
Mm-hmm.
And you never stop learning. And I don't want to stop learning because I want to understand more. I want to be open to receiving that energy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the same goes for you. Never stop learning. Jump in with both feet, you know.
And I'd also like to add in, I mean, the fact that you're attracted to this show and the healing that Matthew provides, it's like there's something in it that resonates with you and that's similar to something that's inside of you. You know, it's there's a reason why everybody's drawn to each person because it's like a mirror that we're seeing. So I would say that there's totally a reason why you're attracted to this energy, and you're just finding yourself. You're pretty young, aren't you? You're like 24 years old or something.
Yeah, 22.
You're 22. So you're just a youngin'. You're just starting out, and you know, your whole life is ahead of you. But I'm so glad. I'm looking at your Facebook. I just sent you a message. It's so nice to meet you. And to know that our show brings something good into your life. So, you know, you're a very special person. And thanks for being you and doing what you do. So just keep your light shining, and keep, you know, like Matthew said, just dive in. So.
Trust.
Yeah.
And
thanks for...
Oh, my goodness.
Integrity, that's a big one today. That's a good one. Yeah. So thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Matthew. Yeah. I appreciate you, your presence so much, both of you. Just your essence is in the world, and I just can't thank you enough. On so many levels, you're helping us grow and expand and open our hearts once again, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're very welcome. Very, very happy to be able to talk with you and to see you, you know. And, I feel one of the things that will really inspire you is when you find more people who will inspire you, when you can build a relationship with people who lift you up rather than people who drag you down. It's important to find people who inspire you and find groups and find other people who are like you to have like-minded feelings about what you're doing. And the more people that can support you and you can support them, you're going to create a community, and you're going to be drawn to a teacher, or a teacher's going to be drawn to you. And that's just how it works, you know. Spirit world, you know, will always work in your favor as long as you make choices that better yourself.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Thank you. Tonight was beautiful, and looking forward to the next show.
You're so sweet.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed night. Much love.
Oh, much love to you too, Angelina, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Bye, CJ.
Okay.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Bye. All right. Bye, Angelina. Bye. Oh, she has such a sweet... like a nice voice, such a, like a little lilting voice. Very sweet. It's just neat. It's neat the age range that listens to the show, too. Well, we have quite a range of people. I like that. I really like that. I find that the young people, you know, I could have a kid in her 20s. I wasn't so young when I started having babies. It's just so nice. I feel like that generation, people in their early 20s, it's like, or even in their 20s, they're just so much more, I don't know, so open and so fresh. And the people that are like the indigo children or the crystal children, it's just so exciting. I feel so, when I meet those people, I feel like I'm meeting such a kindred spirit. And it really warms my heart. So thank you, Angelina, for calling and all the nice things you said to us about the show. And great reading, Matthew. You're on fire, as you always are, but are you still kind of cool, or are you burning up?
Oh, I'm still sweating. Yeah, it's pretty hot. It's 97 degrees right now. I'm just, you know, doing the best I can. Yeah, it's okay, though. It's all good.
Okay.
I got plenty of extra excess baby fat that I got to burn off, so.
Like you're in a sauna, burning off the fat.
Give me a job so I can feel like a sweat lodge, yeah. So,
that's right,
anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Well, shall we keep, how's it going with you? Do you want to keep going? You're doing a great job.
Yeah, I think one more would be good, yeah.
Okay.
Get back to
one
moving.
More. Yeah. Well, okay. We'll call the show. We won't do a three-hour show tonight. A three-hour tour. We'll just do maybe a two-hour tour. So, let's see. What should the next number be? Should we do 408 or 386? Or there's a 530.
Let's do 386.
Okay. 386, here we come.
Hello.
386. Hello, 386. You're on the C.J. Miller Show with Matthew Bueno.
Are you serious? My name is Sergio. How are you guys doing?
We are serious, Sergio.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is great.
Awesome.
C.J. Miller and Matthew Bueno. It's such an honor. Really.
Is this Sergio, Sergio? The Sergio, Sergio that I know, Sergio?
I don't think so, at least not in this life.
Okay, okay. Well, just, all right.
Because I'm in Florida.
Okay. And no, the one I know, he's in New York. So, okay, so that's all right, good.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for the incredible service that you are offering humanity. I was awakened in 2010 around that time, and ever since I've had, I suppose I can call it a spiritual relapse, because it's like I went back to sleep, and I hear that happen sometimes. And I was wondering if Matthew could give me some guidance or any messages for me so I can get out of this slumber and continue with the mission that I believe I am supposed to take on. And that's it.
Okay. Do I have your permission to take for myself?
You sure do.
Thank you. So what we're doing is that when I say that, I'm connecting to God by my understanding, and then God's connecting to the Masters. And that way we have a full-fledged connection with God and the Masters and the energy of your high self. So what I'm going to tell you, Sergio, is that, you know, a lot of times things happen without our say-so. And every process that we get into when we say, you know, well, you know, I had a relapse, or I don't, you know, I don't feel the same, or I don't, it's a process. Everything is a process. Everything is growth. Everything is about coming into our own, coming out of our own, dropping the ball, picking up the ball. You know, you are a very, very exciting person. You know, you got a lot of creativity. You have a lot of abundance. You have a lot of energy to give, you know. And one of the things that, you know, that you have to realize is that you're going to go through dormancy, okay? You're going to go through dark night of the soul. You're going to go through times where you can't control anything and everything's going to try to control you. But what you need to learn to do is learn to make choices that are going to nourish yourself, that nurture you, things that you need to take care of yourself. And so what nationality are you?
I was born and raised in Mexico. I came to the U.S. 20 years ago.
Okay, so you have two grandmothers. Okay, one's a culandera, yes. And the other one is a grandmother who's very, very, very jealous of the energy connection that you have with the culandera grandmother. So you have two grandmothers. I don't know who the other one is, but I could see your mom's mom's mom, the third generation to go. She's a culandera, and she's trying to keep you safe, but the other one is trying to keep you, to bring you back into feeling like you have no control over anything. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call in Archangel Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Master Kuthumi, Jesus Christ. Who else wants to? Matt Berlin's coming in, Master Lucius, Lady Electra, Lady Jessica, Gaia, Isis. Okay, whoa. We're getting a lot of these. Okay, Grandma Lily, Ashtar, John the Baptist, and Red Cloud is my grandfather, who I don't really talk about much, but he's coming in. He says that you need a blessing. He says that time is ticking for you. He says that this woman has been in control of you many, many lifetimes. She has been dominating your energy fields. All the Masters are coming around your body right now. Archangel Michael is taking in and putting in the Star of David into your crown chakra. And he's bringing in seven stars of David in each of your chakras to cut away the cords. These cords are not just in your energy field. They are connected to each of your chakras.
that are trying to bring you back into time and keep you from being in the light. And the longer that you stay away from the light, she's hoping that you will turn bad, that you will turn to the dark side as you did in the past. And so the energies that are being cutting away from you right now are the ones that are going to help you float away like a balloon back to the light. So all the masters are coming in right now. We're doing this healing on you. Red Cloud is coming in and putting a blessing. He's putting, he's taking ashes from a fire, the sacred fire of your ancestors. Now, this ceremony that he's doing is about, it's a wawapola, is a word that the Lakota use for humility. So he's putting the energy of humility on your crown, on your third eye, and it's done like a bird. He puts a thumbprint at the top of your forehead and makes two wings and two legs, which represents that you're walking as a being of light, and you're asking for the sun to shine its light upon your life and to show you what you need to change in yourself, and not what so much what you need to change in others, but to what you need to learn and to love yourself by, and that's the East. And he's praying to the sun, and he's asking for the energy of your ancestors to come in to your throat chakra, and he wants the throat chakra to teach you about protection, to ask for things that you need and not that you want. Things that you need is different from things you want. You want to be able to have access to this. I was telling Angelina to have people who are uplifting, people who inspire you, people who will help you on a rainy day, the people you can call on to, a good brother, a good sister that will be have an ear for you when you have something you need to vent, you need to let go of stuff. And so he's asking for the protection of the Kulandera, the grandmother, the healer, to come in and protect you in that way. And to bring you three animals. The first one's a butterfly, which is insect, but it's an animal that's coming to you. The next one is a white owl, and the other one is a lizard. So you have three. You have a lizard, you have an owl, and you have a butterfly. So the butterfly talks about transformation, the energy that you're bringing in this planet, and to the gift that you're bringing as a human being and your creativity and your talents as a painter, as a sculptor, as someone who sings or someone who brings beautiful blessing upon the people by what you give from yourself and your spirit. The second one is the owl of protection, and that to notice your surroundings so you're not succumbed by negative energies or influences from other people in your life. And the third is the lizard, is to learn to speak on different languages or different levels and to learn to wear a lot of different hats, so you can be a lot of different people, disappear and transform yourself. And not just lead by one feeling alone, but to change your feelings as you are moving through life. And that's the power of the lizard, learning to be in a lot of different, to fit into different people, you know, and to have that. And so they're bringing in that energy, and he's putting light, he's putting energy into your solar plexus right now, and he's speaking to the spirit inside your solar plexus. He's asking for the phoenix of energy to come through your solar plexus to bring in that energy of grandeur into your life, to help you, to carry you back into the light. And Archangel Michael and Raphael cut off all those cords of all those energies connected to all your chakras. Can you sense this happening?
Yes.
Okay. And they're pulling everything out your... I know this ain't going to sound right. They're pulling everything out your butt.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm just saying that because that's the area that... And I don't mean anything by it. You know, they're just pulling everything out your rear end. And that's just because that energy... is like draining. It's coming out of your first chakra out. And then we're creating a grounding cord, a little bit bigger, purple and white light coming out of your tailbone spine. And we're sending all that energy down and to be transmuted back into your high self to give you that confidence and that feeling that you're drawn back into the life. So this is in 3 days' time, you start to feel yourself becoming activated again in the energy source that you've become.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
You did touch on many aspects that I know about myself, and that it's very interesting to hear it because this was an intuitional awareness I had, but you have definitely confirmed it. So, and I thank you very much. I am still with gratitude everywhere.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling, Sir Dew.
Thank you, and I'm going to go so other people can join in, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Sergio. Thanks so much for your nice comments. Bye. Much love. Have a great night. Bye. Well, you know, it's just so nice to hear from our listeners how much the show means to them. It really warms my heart. And, yeah, it's really, I'm just so happy that we do this. But I know that my dear Matthew, that you're moving. You're in the middle of things, and we don't have all the time to go to the full, you know. Sometimes we do a full three-hour show, but it's a little long. So I think that maybe we'll talk a little bit about the things you have coming up. Should we shift into what's going to happen for you in the near future? I know you're going to be doing a healing down in San Jose. Is that right?
Yeah, yes, I'm going to be doing a healing group down in San Jose at 1573 Hemingway Road in San Jose at 7 p.m. to about 10 p.m. It'll be a channeling with the masters, and they're going to be teaching. Master Utomi says to have faith about what they want to bring in. They want to teach about the grounding cord and how to create a positive energy and positive step forward into your life so you can start to help others. And so they want to bring in a teaching. They want to do a healing, an activation, and then a meditation with visualization to be able to give them something that they can take with themselves, you know, a source and how to clear something, how to clear themselves, how to clear other people with the energy and intention. So I'm really excited about that because every time I do those group healings, something happens beyond my, you know, knowing, and people show up that I don't expect to show up. And so it's a really great, plus it's in my hometown, and, you know, my mom's going to be there, and I believe maybe some of my cousins and that I don't know about. And my mom's awesome. My mom, Mary Sagala, she doesn't like when I call her Mary. Mom is bringing in a couple people that I haven't met yet, or one person, Cassandra, that I haven't met yet. She's a niece of mine. And she's really interested in meeting me, and I'm kind of interested in just meeting her because she's my niece, you know. I've never been an uncle for so many people ever in my life. So, and just to recap on that, for anybody who doesn't know, I saw my birth mother after 46 years this year, the beginning of this year. And I have a brother and a sister and about 74 nieces and nephews and cousins.
Wow.
So I'm going to be a busy, busy, busy guy for the, you know, duration of my life trying to get to know all these people. So, yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And so I just wanted to really just close the energy right now before I leave it open. I just want to ask Raphael, Gabriel, Radkiel, Uriel to close up the energy field around all the people and all the listeners to clear up any other energies that are not in the high south, the high frequency of anybody who's listening still on the radio, to relieve them of that energy, and that to help them to see the truth in themselves and to bring in the energy that will help them to build positive energy within themselves, within their friends, and in the community, and their path in life. And we pray and hope that each of you tonight will bring a smile, bring something positive to somebody that you don't know. You know, even if it's a buck to somebody who's on the corner struggling, you know, or a cookie or something, you know, give something away that's going to make their day. You know, with that intention. It might not be what they want, but hey, give from your heart and it'll be perfect. You know, so I just want to say thank you again for having me on the show, and just thank you, Raphael and Gabriel and Uriel, for closing that energy up. And I'm just going to ask for that shower of that christening to continue till midnight tonight to all the people listening tonight. So have good dreams no matter where you are, either on the East Coast, West Coast, or Central, and you'll be receiving something. And I want to say a shout out to Lloyd Gustaf again. I just want to say, you know, that I pray that you are taking care of your garden and taking care of yourself and your daughter and everyone else that's listening today. Thank you very much for tuning in to us today and helping us to create a beautiful abundance of energy for all community and all earth and all the oneness that we're bringing here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, we are doing that thing down in today. And again, the energy does this to me. It makes me blah, 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 blah. It makes me just go
it's
off
giddy.
Like this, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be up late, and I need the energy to be up late because I'm going to be packing still.
I know. Can I say, I'm sorry, I have to pipe in when you talk about Lloyd, our friend Lloyd Gurdjieff. Love him, and he's feeding. Didn't he do something today with his plants for the little hummingbirds? Something about the trumpet vine. So I just want to shout out to Lloyd. He's one of our very regular listeners and always has nice things to say.
to us and about the show. So thanks for saying that. And we love all our listeners. We have such a great crew of people that listen to the show on a regular basis. And, you know, people all over the world actually listen to the show, Matthew. There's like, we have a girl named Adriana who's from Holland who listens to the show the next day because it's the middle of the night for her now. So, you know, this show is very special to so many people. And clearly more and more people are learning about the show and feeling like they're finally being met by this community of people. So I'm just so thankful to you, Matthew. And, I mean, this wouldn't be... The show wouldn't really exist without you. There's no way we could do it without you. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to be here with you. And also, like, the energy that we have with everyone that's listening, everyone that's in the chat tonight, you know, our friends Ken and Andrew, and there's been some great people on the show, Leanne and Helene, and, you know, it's always a great thing to be with all you guys and to have your focus and your intention. And, gosh, I'm just so grateful. And, you know, I'm not going to be on the radio for another week, this next week, and maybe even the week after. It might be kind of tough for me because I'm actually going to Canada next week to hang out with my friend Franco Di Nicola.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to go stay with Franco and his girlfriend Kimberly. I'm going to go and stay at their house, and then we're going to a big workshop together that Collective Evolution is putting on with Franco at the new Oneness Center in right near Toronto in Kingsbridge, Ontario, Canada. And I'm driving there, and then I'm going to see my friend Ravinder, who's somebody in our community. She's in the community of Ascended Master Angels, Ravinder Gill, and I'm going to stay with her too. And I'm just so excited to meet all my friends up in Toronto, this really cool conscious community. But I want to tell you, Matthew, that the very following week I'll still be in Canada, so I guess I'm not going to be on the air for the next 2 weeks with you, but... maybe we could do a Wednesday night. Can you ever do a Wednesday night?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll be up in Mount Nassau by that time, so a stronger connection to the field. And, I'll be able to, I'll be nice and settled in my new
kids. Okay, well, we'll see. And I'll keep in touch with you because depending on where I am, I mean, maybe if I'm at Ravinder's house, maybe we could still do a show from there that night. And but if not, we'll do it another night. I'll keep in touch with you because I know that it's always good for us to – I don't want to wait another 3 weeks before I do a show with you again. That's a long time. Yeah. So we'll have to work something out. You and I will have to talk in the meantime. And then we'll definitely let people know on Facebook and through the community. But in the meantime, if you want to find out more about Matthew's work, just check out his website at ascendedmasterangels.com. And you can also call Matthew at 530-276-3642, and you could schedule a healing session with him, or they could just leave a message for you. Also on Facebook, Matthew S. Bueno. They can friend you and ask to join the community of Ascended Master Angels, Ascended Masters. So that's a great way to keep in touch with everybody. But for now, Matthew, we're just sending you and your family lots of good energy for a swift and very successful and safe move to your beautiful new home.
Yeah.
So.
I like the feeling of having a nice big old truck that's not mine, you know, the 20-footer, you know, connected to my boat. And I was like, man, I get to, you know, be out there flashing my lights because we're going to be traveling tonight around, I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock tonight, you know, be on the road to Mount Shasta, and should be nice and cool. And, man, I just love that challenge. I'm an Aries, you know. I love challenges, and I love to be able to be under pressure. And this, you know, just being out there on the road and you know, and driving up towards the mountain and the stars, oh, that's going to be so nice. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. So thank you all for your good blessings and your heartfelt words today. And thank you all of you for everyone who I spoke to on the phone, and Angelina and Sergio and Helene and what was the other
Kendra.
Lady's name?
Kendra.
Kendra. Okay, yeah. And just
Kendra,
say thank
yeah.
you for calling in and, you know, and having faith that things work out for the best. And, you know, and I'm looking forward to the next time that we can go on the show. And next time I'd like to do just a short activation and a lot more, at least an hour and a half of all phone calls.
Okay. You mean you'd want
that
to get in some more, try to do more readings in the next show?
Try to do more readings, yeah. I'd like to be able to.
Okay.
And also, you know, in the future, if you're a part of my family or a part of my friends here on the community, send me your phone numbers ahead of time, knowing that I'm going to be going on the air. Send me your phone numbers so I can send them to Claudia, and I'm sure we'll get to you one way or another. Okay?
That's right.
So
mm-hmm.
thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you. And thank you so much, Matthew, for being with us once again and for your beautiful energy. And thanks to all of the guides that you work with and the angels and ascended masters. And, you know, we love you all and we're just so grateful for this time that we get to spend together. So thanks so much, Matthew. And definitely we'll keep in touch and we'll let people know as soon as possible about the next show that we schedule.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah, so best of luck with your move, my dear. Huh?
Okay. The flavor of this week is mint chip, so go out and have some.
You hear that, everybody? Mint chip. But if you're on the East Coast, it's chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah,
so.
No, whatever.
All right, Matthew. Well, we love you, and please take care of yourself and have a great move. Much love to your family,
right.
too.
Thank you very
okay.
much. Thanks, Claudia, for your help.
Thank you. Thanks, Matthew.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, bye, sweetheart. Take care. Love you. So
love
I just want to say, okay, thanks. And to everybody who's listening and to everybody who's going to be listening to the show, thank you so much for joining us. You really do make the show what it is, and we love you all, and we're just so happy to have you with us. And as I always say, please tune into your hearts, everyone, and learn to speak from your heart and see with the eyes of your heart and be unconditionally loving to yourselves and to all others. I'm sending my love out to all of you. Wishing that you have a beautiful night or a beautiful day wherever you are around the globe. And please, if you want to listen to any of our archive shows, check out my website. It's wholeearthhealing.com. You can also go to my Facebook page. It's Claudia Helmke Miller. And you can look up our shows through, I think it's probably easier to go through also if you want any of the shows that Matthew's done. I believe he also has them on his website. I do need to do some updating with my site, but we have a lot of the great shows there for you to listen to, as well as tonight's. As soon as it's done, it'll be ready in replay form. So thanks again for being with us, and have a beautiful moment wherever you are. Sweet dreams, everyone. Thanks for being with us. Much love. And now I'm going to play for you a little bit of Matthew Cosell on the way out. All right, good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.